Welcome to Reform Voices of Torah, the Monday edition of 10 Minutes of Torah. This coming Shabbat, we will read Parashat Va'etchanan, Deuteronomy 3:23 through 7:11. And we will read the first Haftarah of Consolation, Isaiah 40:1 through 26. This week, we bring you commentary from Cantor Elizabeth Sachs called The Necessary Steps to Ready Ourselves for Repentance. In the realm of profound and fruitful parshiot, Va'etchanan looms large. In one stream of chapters, we both relive Revelation, the Ten Commandments, and receive the most succinct summary of our emerging theology, the Shema. And yet, even before we reach these transformational texts, Va'etchanan captures our attention. Moses, distraught by his looming loss of position and facing his own mortality in the midst of leadership transition, begins the portion by sharing with the people an emotional, personal exchange with the Eternal. As we read through the interchange between Moses and God, we discover that these verses represent a compact example of an ask for forgiveness, a response, and the ensuing outcomes. The flow of the conversation is as follows. Preparation. I pleaded with the Eternal at that time, saying, Flattery. O Eternal God, you who let your servant see the first works of your greatness and your mighty hand, you whose powerful deeds no God in heaven or on earth can equal. Ask, let me, I pray, cross over and see the good land on the other side of the Jordan, that good hill country, and the Lebanon. Response 1. Emotional consequence. But the Eternal was wrathful with me on your account and would not listen to me. The Eternal One said to me, Enough! Never speak to me of this matter again. Response 2. Concession. Go up to the summit of Pisgah and gaze about to the west, the north, the south, and the east. Look at it well, for you shall not go across yonder Jordan. Response 3. Practical consequence. Give Joshua his instructions and imbue him with strength and courage, for he shall go across at the head of this people, and he shall allot them the land that you may only see. Conclusion. Meanwhile, we stayed on in the valley near Beth-Or. The recognition of this moment as Moses' plea for forgiveness and God's response becomes more meaningful when we remember that Parashat Va'etchanan always aligns with Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of Consolation. Beginning on Shabbat Nachamu, we count 7 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, 7 weeks until we collectively and individually stand before the Eternal and ask for forgiveness. On each Shabbat of those 7 weeks, we read a different Haftarah of Consolation from Isaiah. These are 7 Haftarot that emphasize God's compassion, capacity for forgiveness, and continued covenant with the people of Israel. Shabbat Nachamu is named not only for the conceptual content of the Haftarah, but also from the opening words of Haftarat Va'etchanan itself. Comfort my people, comfort them. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. The connection between the Torah text of Va'etchanan and the idea of comfort and consolation is traditionally tied to a later section in our portion, which foreshadows yet another instance of sin and redemption for the people of Israel. We read, When you have begotten children and children's children and are long established in the land, should you act wickedly and make for yourselves a sculptured image in any likeness, causing the Eternal your God displeasure and vexation, I call heaven and earth this day to witness against you, that you shall soon perish from the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You shall not long endure in it, but shall be utterly wiped out. The Eternal will scatter you among the peoples, and only a scant few of you shall be left among the nations to which the Eternal will drive you. There you will serve gods of wood and stone, made by human hands, that cannot see or hear or eat or smell. But if you search there, you will find the Eternal your God, if only you seek with all your heart and soul. When you are in distress, because all these things have befallen you, and in the end, return to and obey the Eternal your God. For the Eternal your God is a compassionate God, who will not fail you nor let you perish. God will not forget the covenant made on oath with your fathers. While this later section certainly highlights the theme of communal failure and eternal compassion, Moses' disclosure at the opening of the portion prepares each of us for this process from a much more personal perspective. While the Yamim Noraim, the high holidays, will always exist against the backdrop of collective repentance, each one of us must also engage in our own personal cheshbon ha-nefesh, accounting of the soul. Each of us must look within and attempt to identify what feels out of balance and what we feel called upon to change in our lives. Then we must reach out to others and our own understandings of God with genuine requests for forgiveness. In Parashat Va'etchanan, it is Moses' piercing interchange with God that reminds us of the individual work that begins on Shabbat Nachamu. There are numerous rabbinic, contemporary, and psychological commentaries that grapple with and imaginatively expand on this particular moment between Moses and God. Does Moses truly feel remorse for his actions, or even really understand his error? Is God's wrath at Moses justified? And why does Moses choose to publicly share this particular encounter with God, as opposed to any of the others in which he seemingly plays a more valiant role? And yet, from within the depth of complexity that surrounds these few verses, we can glean some sources of inspiration and guidance as we each ready ourselves to seek forgiveness. 1. Maintain hope. Based on the gematria of the word Va'etchanan, Dvarim Rabbah teaches us that Moses pleaded with God 515 times to forgive him and allow him to enter the land. The idea of asking for forgiveness can be daunting, and we may not succeed the first time. Moses' persistence can remind us that we may need to view the project of repentance as a process rather than a transaction. 2. Embrace humility. Why does Moses choose to divulge his conversation with God at this moment? In Hilchot Shuvah, Maimonides explains the benefits of sharing publicly pieces of our cheshbon ha-nefesh. He writes, "It is very praiseworthy for a person who repents to confess in public and to make his sins known to others. Anyone who out of pride conceals his sins and does not reveal them will not achieve complete repentance. As Proverbs states, he who conceals his sins will not succeed." Perhaps our biblical Moses is using this very act of public sharing to demonstrate his remorse, his regret, and his understanding. Perhaps each of us should consider with whom it is appropriate to share some pieces of our process. Could verbalizing some of our cheshbon ha-nefesh out loud to an intimate group help us work through and acknowledge some of our challenges with genuine humility? 3. Ask appropriately. In Kiddushat Levi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev examines the syntax of Deuteronomy 3:23 to elucidate the timing of Moses' request. He writes, "I pleaded with Hashem at that time to say." The word lemor, saying, after we have been told that Moses pleaded with Hashem, appears to be totally superfluous. In light of this, it appears that the correct interpretation of this verse is that prior to Moses' praying to God on his own behalf, he pleaded with Hashem to ensure that he was in a receptive mood for the prayer that would follow. This is also why the Torah added the words be'et hahi, at that time, to teach us that before that time, Moses felt too ashamed to offer entreaty or prayer on his own behalf. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak emphasizes that both God and Moses needed to be ready in order for this conversation to have a chance of success. As we imagine and prepare our own requests for forgiveness, let us remember to consider the appropriate timing. Are we ready to articulate our understanding of the situation? Is the other person involved in this conversation ready to hear our request? 4. Initiate introspection. Finally, perhaps the most poignant and relevant aspect of Moses' dialogue occurs in the very first word, Va'et Hanan, and I pleaded with God. Sifrei immediately clarifies that here the verb Hanan means prayer. Before Moses even began to speak or make his appeal, he took a moment to prepare. Here, the very beginning of our portion coincides directly with the very beginning of our process, as we embark on the next 7 weeks leading to our Yamim Noraim. May we approach our own paths to repentance with the emotional honesty of Moses, our teacher, and his last great plea. Cantor Elizabeth Sachs is the senior cantor at Temple Emmanuel in Denver, Colorado.